राधाकुण्डं गिरिवरमहो राधिका माधवासं प्राप्तो यस्य पतितकृपया श्रीगुरुं तं नतोऽस्मि। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो। महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरस्तिषे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमान्नतोऽस्मि। तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम् भक्त्या विहीना अयपराधलक्ष्यै क्षिप्ताश्च कामा दितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नुमस्ते चरणारविन्दं वृन्दे नुमस्ते चरणारविन्दं। We begin from the first canto, first shloka. Now you have entered in 10th canto Srimad Bhagavatam. Oh, Krishna is coming and you will weep. Don't weep. Krishna is coming and he will play with you. He is searching. So don't weep. Krishna is coming. At once Krishna will come. So be ready to see Krishna, how beautiful he is. Perhaps you know the pastime of Krishna, how Krishna took birth in Mathura and how he was exchanged in Gokul. How Vasudev Maharaj tried to save Devaki, mother Devaki, his wife. So you know something about, but I want that you should help me in telling these stories, and I will tell some deep things. Who can narrate well? You? You can tell? Yes. How Krishna came in the womb of Devaki? What happened? What was the platform? Everything. Up to going to Gokul. And then I will tell some deep meanings and the teachings.
I can do Guru Dev, but I'm very embarrassed.
Stand up and... But you should come here. Not there, coming here.
Vasudeva and Devaki were in the jail of Kamsa because he heard the prophecy from the sky that is the eighth child of Devaki would kill Krishna. So the seventh child...
Eighth.
with Kil Kamsa. So the seventh child was transferred to the womb of Rohini, and the eighth child, when he appeared in the dungeon in the form of Vishnu, and then Vasudeva and Devaki offered their prayers, and Devaki finally asked that the Lord change himself into a small child so that she could try to protect him. Then by the Lord's mystic powers, the gatekeepers went to sleep and the doors opened, and Vasudev carried Krishna on his head.
Vasudev.
Vasudev.
There is so difference in Vasudev and Vasudev. Who is Vasudev?
Vasudev.
Vasudev Maharaj is the father of Vasudev.
Vasudev means Krishna, Vasudev means...
Yes, Vasudeva. Vasudev is himself Krishna.
No, Vasudev
is Krishna. Vasudev. And Vasudev himself, who the father of Krishna.
So he carried Krishna. towards Gokula, and then in a basket, and it was raining and storming, and so in the middle of the Jamuna he dropped Krishna, and so my understanding is that point the mother Jamuna brought Krishna of Gokula out, and Vasudev of Mathura disappeared. So then he carried and transferred with the girl that was born of Yasoda, who was Yogamaya, and then he carried her back to Mathura, where Kamsa found out about the baby and tried to kill her, and was unsuccessful because she fell out of her hand and went up into the sky and called Kamsa a fool. Then the next day there was the wonderful birth ceremony of Sri Krishna, and all the inhabitants of Gokula were so much happy. And by your mercy, I was able to go and visit Gokula and see these wonderful spots. Hare Krishna.
So, you can tell anything more? Yes? Anything hidden behind? You can give some more except. Hearing up to ninth canto, Parikshit Maharaj became so happy and unhappy both. Up till now he has not heard the glories of Krishna. What he wanted, but he has heard the glories of so many devotees of Krishna. So he was satisfied, but not full satisfied. In the ninth canto, in the last, he told Krishna, asked Sukadeva Goswami, I want to hear the glories of Krishna. How he became? He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But why he came in the womb of Devaki? And why he went to Gokul and was exchanged with the girl of Yashoda? What he did there? And again he returned to Mathura and again went to Dwarka. So I want to hear something from you. He became so pleased, Sukadeva Goswami. And he remembered all these things what Vyasadeva has seen in his samadhi. How Krishna took birth, how he did in Gokul, and all pastimes of Krishna. he is overjoyed that he is going to tell me the pastimes of Krishna. So he is telling in his shloka, Nivrtatarshairupagiyamanat Baushadhatsrotrimanobhirama Kahuttam shloka gunanubadat Virajyet binapasugna. He is telling that you have told the devotees, especially in the dynasty of Sun dynasty and Chandra dynasty,
Moon dynasty,
And Jadu was so fortunate that in his dynasty Krishna came, because he did not obey his father. His father was telling that you should give me your young age and take my old age. I want to test the young age with so many wives, children and my family. But now I am old, I cannot test. He refused. Then he became angry and told that yourself and any boy, son or anyone of your dynasty will never be a king. All this like common general person. He was so happy. Yes, I admit, no harm. So Krishna saw that he will have to come here in this world for so many reasons to establish Yuga Dharma. What was the Yuga Dharma? Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyuttanam adharmasya
tadatmanam
prajamyam. Tatpare swadhuna parishanaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam dharma santhapanarthaya sambhavami yuge. So I come to establish Yuga Dharma, and that yuga was now going to be end. So many demons in the shape of kings, Kshatriya kings, everywhere in the world where there were, and they were disturbing. So they became so weight on Prithvi Devi, burden, so much burden. Any weight cannot disturb Prithvi, Bhu Devi, but only the sinful acts,
sinful persons,
they become so much
burden
for Prithvi. So, this thing one. Secondly, he wanted to vinodaya bhaktanam, bhaktanam vinodaya cha. Why he wants to come to protect sadhu and vinashayata duskitam? What is the meaning? Any bona fide devotee never calls Krishna or Supreme Personality of Godhead or anyone that I should be saved. Never. We don't want. We don't fear for death. We are always ready to embrace death, because I have been of 76, so I know that I in this body I cannot do any sadhana, not so parchan and sadhana bhajan I cannot do. So if death is coming to give me new body, new energy, why I should not take? So I should embrace. I am not fearing for anything. What suffering, sorrows may come, but I know that it will never come. Like Narada Rishi, he put his feet, kept his feet on the head of death. So Vaishnava never care for this. So why he should pray to Krishna that you should come and save me from death and all sufferings? Never. but he is eager to serve Krishna. He is feeling what separation, so much according to the degree of devotion. Several kinds of bhakta, they are feeling separation for Krishna. So, to vinodaya, to please all the bhakta. So, to play with bhakta and to taste dasaras, sakharas, vasalaras and madhuras. This is vinodaya. To play with all. Especially he will play with his own associates. But by this they will distribute, Krishna will distribute whole frame to whole world. So this was one thing. And he wanted to taste some rush also. What rush? Especially that he has never tasted this Singha rush. In the day of Brahma he has never come with gopis and gopis and braja. So he will come here and test here. And he will mane apne ye chhod jayenge apne baad mein unki kathaon ko. He will
keep his first time.
But Krishna will go, his all associates go, but yet here Hari Katha will past times will be here.
Remain here.
And for thousand and lakhs years, and those who will hear, those who will tell, all will have this brief dream. So anugrahaya bhaktanam manushi tarum ashritam, to what? Anugrahaya, to give mercy. What mercy? What he will play with gopis and gopi brajavasi, it will for here. And if anyone hear this, they will at once be purified and they will go to Golok Vrindavan. Also, the places where he has played, if anyone go, like Radha Kund, Sham Kund, Bansi Bhat, Bhandir Bhat, Nandagaon, Varsana, anywhere where Krishna has played this, past times, anyone go, and keep his head there and take with the dust of lotus feet, dust of gopis and gopis and Krishna. They'll be purified and they will have easily Krishna prem, which is very rare for Brahma, Narad, Sukadeva and others. So Parikshit Maharaj, so Krishna wants to come. He is waiting for the time, actual time, for all these things. When Brahma with Prithvi, with earth, in the shape of cow, he went to Brahma and she was weeping. And then Brahma with Shankar and all other demigods with cows went to the coast. So, Seth Deep, and he was remembering him. Brahma realized something. A vibration from sky was coming, and he heard that. Don't be worried. I know everything. What you have told, I know before. Don't worry for this. My Prabhu has known this. My Prabhu means?
Master. My Lord.
Who is telling? Garbhodasai. And who is his master? Krishna himself. So master has known all these things. And he has taken decision that I said go in Prithvi, Bholo, in Vrindavan, Mathura. And he has ordered that you should all, demigods, should go and take birth in Yadav Kul, dynasty of Yadav. And your wives, they should also go to serve Priya Arthe. Priya Arthe, Priya Arthe. Very beautiful Sanskrit word. Priya Arthe means to serve Krishna. And Priya Arthe Priya means Radha, Priya, Priya, Tushad, Srimati Radhika. No? You should all go there and wait. I, myself with my power, energy, with Srimati Radhika, will appear there. Why? Krishna is thinking that once upon in Satyayug, Diti and Kashyap and Aditi, they did hard study. When Narayan came in front of him, then, and he told that what benediction you want, they told that you should come like anyone should come like you as a mission. I want that
we have a son
should be me. I have like you so much qualified. And he told there is no one like me in this world, so I'll have to come. He promised. In the meantime, another bhakta,
Drona
and Dhara. Drona means the king of mountains, Drona, father of Himalayas, with his wife Dhara, this Prithvi Devi, Bhudevi. They did hard studies, more than Vasudeva and Diti and Kashyap. After a long time, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he came and asked, what you want? Have any benediction? He told Drona that, please ask my wife. And what he will say, I'm agree to that. Point. She told that, I want to love you as a son. This prem should be given to me and my husband. Vatsalya prem for you. He did not want a son, but he wanted to serve Krishna like father and mother. Actually, this prem, first topic of prem, she wanted. Yes, I will be there like your son. Now, so many reasons. Astartes of Drona Dhara, Astartes of Kashyap Aditi, and the Jug Dharma to establish. And in the meantime, Prithvi Devi, Bhu Devi, with Brahma and Shankar, they all went to Shwetdeep and prayed that you should come and save me from these demon kings. Also, he has to fulfill the wish of daughter of Bali Maharaj. Who was she? Ratna?
Ratnamala.
When Krishna came in the shape of Vamandev and he wanted to cheat Bali Maharaj, very beautiful boy, very beautiful, but his shape was so small, but very lovely and charming. When this boy went there, she saw the daughter of Bali Maharaj and she had a desire that, oh, I'd like that he should be my son. Vamandeva, at once Krishna knew this and told her, yes, I will be your son. But when Krishna, Vamandeva, began to take gradually earth, whole Brahmand, and he took him, Bali Maharaj himself, kept his foot on his head and took himself also. And he binded him and he threw on the ground and he became to be. The daughter, Ratnamala, was upset. Oh, at first seeing his beauty, I was so much affectionate. So I thought that he should be my son. But now, if he will come like my son, I will give him poison, very hard poison, and he will put to death. He accepted Brahmana, yes, I also, you should come like this, I will fulfill your desire. So there have been so many reasons, not only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, what reasons more? Ramchandra went with Lakshman to Janakpuri, Mithila, and he married Sita Devi there. All the friend girls of Sita Devi wanted to marry Ramchandra, and they have a wish hidden in their heart that, oh, we want that Ram should be my husband. Yes, but not this time. In Dwarka, in Dwapar Yug, you will be like gopis, and then I will fulfill your wish. To satisfy them, to give them satisfaction to them. And especially the Koto Dandakaran, Koto Rishi, Sat, 60,000 rishis were doing aradhana to have Krishna in gopi mood, that he should be your pati, husband. So they were doing, but like us, not regularly and not so, but attached. Or sometimes one round, sometimes two rounds, sometimes nothing, like this, like laziness. But when they saw Ram, they became so much inspired. I think that when I was not here, all were not so
enthusiastic.
But when here, all are now inspired. Some are dancing, doing kirtan and all things. I think properly chanting, hearing Harikatha daily. So, they become very enthusiastic. And they prayed Ramchandra that we want to be like gopis and serve you, because Tatvata they are both one. Ramchandra told that I have none your heart. In Dwapar Yug, in the last of Dwapar Yug, I will be Krishna, and there you will be gopi, I will fulfill your all wishes. You know the history of Sita Devi. In the end of Ram Leela, Ram gave up Sita forever. Lakshman took him in forest, and near the forest, near the ashram of Valmiki, he left and told that Ram has given you forever. He will not take you. He at once fell flat and began to weep so loudly. And Lakshman, in his faint stage, he left that place and he returned. So sadly, Sita was weeping so much. After that, Valmiki Rishi came there and told, oh, my dear darling daughter, I know everything. Come with me in my ashram, and for remaining your life, you should be with me. I know that you have two sons in your womb. There will be very pathetic scene, and in the end you will meet with Ram. So wait here in my ashram. She began to live there. In woman's quarter, there were two quarters, female devotees, lady devotees, and
male
devotees. After some time, locust was burned. They took birth. And they were trained by Sita and Valmiki himself. He taught them Valmiki Ramayana. No? And Sita was there. Rama was very much feeling separation for Sita Devi. He was in the palace, but yet on what? Chatai.
Mat
on floor. He was like same as Sita was in forest, not taking anything like Sita. Sita has some sleep with his voice, but he has never slept, always lamenting and feeling separation so much. There was no one to
console him,
but here the two boys, two sons and Valmiki, they were helping her to be consoled. They were consoling him. So Ram was much more disturbed. He wanted to do a yajna, fire sacrifice, Ashwamedh yajna, and he was doing, but Valmiki Vasishtha told that you cannot do any sacrifice without Sita. You can marry another lady. He told that I will never. Then Ramchandra told that I will have to do. So anyhow you should tell how to do. He told that you can bring Sita from forest, or it is absurd. Make anything else. He told that you should establish a Swarna Sita, golden Sita, and with her you should do sacrifice. He did it, and he did Pran Pratistha himself with the help of Vasishtha. If Ramchandra ji doing himself Pran Pratistha with the help of Vasishtha, so high class of priest, Sita Devi became alive.
She became present.
Yes. Actually, this was not now a Vigrahavalli, but she was like that, Sita. When once Lakshman and Lav and Kush went to the fire sacrifice of Ramchandra, and they were singing so very beautiful way. They are very beautiful like Ram, not less than Ram, but now they were a child of 8 and 9, so beautiful more, and so sweet voice, and with Veena, no? They were singing Valmiki Ramayana. All were moved. Even Ram began to weep. Lakshman began to weep. Kausalya Devendra, all the monkeys, Hanuman, Sugri, all were began to weep. Bharsasrugna also, Kaikai also. Ramchandra ordered Lakshman that go to that voice and tell who are they? Who is the father and mother of these two boys? And give them so much golden things,
golden
coins and everything, and so silken cloth made of gold sometimes.
Royal dress politely.
We knew that you are a very learned person. You know all Ved, Upanishad and everything. But your question is not good. Anyone should not ask the caste, the name of father, mother of any brahmachari. They can only ask, who is your Gurudev? The designation is only Gurudev. So don't also ask the name and father and mother's name, caste name, from where you are coming. These are silly questions, bogus questions. But we ask like this, anyone ask, your father is now alive or he has died? Where you took birth? Don't ask all this. Don't disturb them. So he flatly told him that why you are asking like this? You are a very learned person. He becomes ashamed. Then he told that they told that we are the disciple of Valmiki, and they believe he is my Gurudev, and we have learned everything from him. Then he told that Ramchandra, the king, emperor of this place, he wants to give you something, and he presented it in a golden pot, so many coins full of so good Rishmi Vastra and everything. And when he was presenting to them, they told simply, we need nothing. We are simply Brahmachari. We don't want gold and all these things. What we'll do? Everything, all kinds of fruit are there. We have hands to take
water
and anything. We take only fruits there. There is plenty of fruits there. A river is going on, Ganges. We know nothing. We don't need cloth. Only we take the cloth made by the leaves of plant and tree. Balkal Vastra, nothing we want. Then he became so wondered. How beautiful these boys are and how strong in their philosophy. He returned. They returned to their mother in the Valmiki ashram and told? She was waiting and waiting eagerly for their two sons. Today was some late. She came, he saw Lava and Kush and told, Ramesh, my, sit down. Then she told, my dear boys, he took one boy here, one boy here. Like this, I was waiting so eagerly for you, it became late. Why became late? They told, mother, we have gone to a king's courtyard, council. And we were singing there, Valmiki Ramayana. And the king himself, the mother of kings, the brother, and whole council was weeping. And we saw a very wonderful thing, mother, there. So it became late. What? There was a statue of gold, golden statue. We were wondered that statue was like totally like you. You are speaking and that was not speaking, only this was the difference. But same like you. Hearing this, Sita began to be bitterly. They astonished that why my mother is now waiting to hear this. Sita was thinking, Ram has not left me, but his queen. I'm always with him because he has taken this statue with him. So he cannot give up me. So I'm there. Ram is also loving still to me, but I cannot meet him. And he felt so separate and began to weep bitterly. Then Lord Kush with one hand, they began to
remove the tears.
But they are not imagining also that why my mother is so weeping. So when Ram was going to despair his pastimes, Sita, not only Sita one, but each year he used to do.
Every year.
And new Sita were established. So all Sita told that what will be of
our
will have to be always with you? He told that, yes. But when I will be Krishna in the offer you, you all be gopis. And I will fulfill your all desires like gopis. So for all reasons, Krishna was waiting that when a time will come that I will go to this world. And, so many reasons. I cannot, Surpanakha was also that cause. Surpanakha has told that, I have given my heart to you, to Ramchandra. I want to marry you. Ramchandra told that, I am married, you should go to my younger brother. Younger brother told that, you want to be queen or servant? He told, I want to be queen. So why you are marrying me? I am only a servant. And if you will marry me, I will marry you, but you will be dasi, maid servant. Why you don't want not to be a king, queen? So go to Ram and try to marry him. Again she went to Ram. Ram again sent to Lakshman. Lakshman again sent to him. And thus she was disturbed and he wanted to take Sita in his mouth and to swallow. When it went to Sita to catch, Ram saw towards Lakshman and don't make any joke with any lady. Be very grave. Otherwise, they will come to your head and they will make a stool here. And you will be finished. Don't joke. So he took a sharp
sword
and he took off his this
nose and ear.
She became ugly and at once went to Ram. Why Ram did it? Because she had told that, I have given my heart to you, I want to marry you. Ram is Banchakalpataru. Banchakalpataru, you know? He must accept him, her. So he accepted. But it will take time to do like that. So he made ugly that anyone should not love her. Because now she is ugly. And in the next birth, she became Kubja. That anyone can marry and don't, anyone cannot love her. And when Krishna will come and he will
make her beautiful.
Beautiful, so much beautiful, and then she will marry Krishna. Or she will be loved by, Krishna will fulfill his desire. Those whose love and affection was not qualified, bona fide, of third class bogus, only to enjoy, not like gopis and Dwarkavas. Mahishi. But yet, Krishna cannot deny. Anyone who goes to Krishna, he will not deny. If anyone is getting his heart, 1 pence, a fraction of dollar, then he will give fraction of his devotion to them. Ye jathang mam prapadyante tam tathaiva bhajamyaham. You know this is slow. Any devotee, a fraction he is giving something, he will give in fraction. Those who will give whole, Krishna will go give his whole. He will go up to only whole to gopis, not anyone. Madhav Karna Sat by whole senses and whole body and mind and everything. Only gopis can. So, to fulfill the desire of Surpanakha, he was to come. Oh, don't remember me. Otherwise, 2, 3, 4 days will be come in only to tell the causes of why Krishna came. So many causes are there. But I have touched them. So Krishna was bound to come. But when he will come? When Brahma with cow prayed on this bank of Swet Deep. Oh, yes, I am coming soon. He did not reply. Who replied? Garbhodasai. My master has known. Because he was the master of Brahma. Saharsa Sisa, Vishnu. Garbhodasai, coming from the
Brahma.
So he prayed to him. Brahma has nothing to with the supreme personality of Godhead Krishna, Nanda Nandan. Only he can reach to up to there. Then he, Garbhodasai thought, I cannot do all these things. So he prayed to his master, oh Krishna himself. Krishna told that, tell Brahma that they should be ready. I am coming just very soon. Then you know the history of Surasena. Time came, last of Dwapar Yuga. There was a king Surasena in the dynasty of Yadu. He had two wives. One Kshatriyani and other
milkmaid.
From the dynasty of Gopi, Nand Baba, Parjanna, the father of Nand Baba, and Nand Baba came. This is also Yadu Vansh. And also second came from Parjanna, Ajamir.